Hello, hello, I'm Zach and welcome back to the Zach of All Trades podcast. I apologize for not being posting in the last 2 weeks. I've been pretty busy and helping my sister for her wedding, helping do her videos and also just think about what I actually want to do. So I decided to focus on more of doing a lifestyle plus marketing kind of content combined. So today's going to be my first try and my first shot in whatever I'm writing. I'll be saying it in my podcast as well. So I'm trying to write even more to learn and articulate my thoughts even better. All right, so let's get started with today's episode. More like a monthly episode. But today I'm going to be talking about online dating and marketing. This was something that my colleague has taught me and spoken about in terms of using marketing skills, combining it with online dating. So actually they're pretty similar in terms of the marketing funnel, where there's the top of funnel, middle of funnel, and bottom of funnel. So the marketing strategies applied with our normal campaigns or things that we are running can be also be applied in online dating. So yeah, let's get started with the top of funnel. Usually the top of funnel, you want as many people to come in to raise awareness and usually for people to know your brand and your product out there. So to increase the top of funnel in online dating, what you can do is actually download as many online applications you have. For example, Tinder, Coffee Bagel, Bumble, whatever it is out there, you can download as many. And also to make sure you finish swiping all the profiles just to increase the chances of the number of matches that you have. Yep, so by increasing the number of matches, number of apps you have, yeah, it just brings out your presence out there and, you know, getting more people to know you as yourself. So similar to like people knowing the brand and your product, this time is you want people to know you, and by downloading as many apps that you have and by swiping finish all, increases your chances of getting matched as well. Alright, so that's for the top of funnel, to download as many apps and to finish swiping everything and to make sure, you know, you get to match more people. Alright, moving down to the middle of funnel, this is where you get a match, where the people are already interested in you. You start off with a good hook. So what you do after a match is you need to get their attention. So similar to like a marketing campaign that people are running outside for e-commerce brands, once they click on your, they see your ad, you want a good header or image so that they can click your ad and they can go into your website. So what makes them click? Well, you need to know what's their pain points or get them a good hook. So usually I'll get a good creative, a good picture of yourself, you know, just to make yourself look pretty good, have a good photo shoot. That's where the creative optimization comes. Good lighting, good pictures, and also to have good copywriting in your bio, make some notes about what you like. Or the good part is to have puppies or animals in your pictures. Well, that will increase your click-through rate of it and your conversion rate. Yeah, and also in the middle of funnel, when you get a match ready, you need to start by getting a hook where you speak to them. So I've asked a lot of my friends. They say that they usually don't reply when people ask, "Hi, how are you? How's your day?" because it's pretty boring to them. So what I've learned is start off with a question that you want to find like in the pictures. Let's say someone you see in the pictures looks interesting in a holiday. You can start asking them. That's why your pictures need to look interesting as well. That's why creative plays a very important role, even in marketing, but in online dating as well. If a good lighting, good picture, you might trick the girls into, you know, matching you, or trick the guys into matching you as well. Yep, so for a good hook, the thing would be good creative, good bio where it describes about yourself, but not too much, leave it mysterious so they want to know you more. And the creative itself must have like a place of interest or something that you can talk to them about. And by starting the convo, ask a question, not "Hi, how are you?" but rather something interesting about a picture, or, you know, some might say, why do you stay so fat, but actually it's far. I don't know, that might work for you, but you can try and let me know how it goes. and yeah, start getting to know them. Middle of funnel in marketing is where you, the brand starts to know their customers, or the customer starts to know their brand even more, and they get familiar with the brand and trust the brand. So that's where you start talking. Once they match you, you start talking, get to know them more, get familiar with them, and yeah, that's the middle of funnel. Alright, so moving down to the bottom of funnel is where you start to initiate a date as a call to action. So usually bottom of funnel part, e-commerce brands or any other brands will help or will ask people to sign up, or they usually give a promo code or call to action for them to sign up, shop now, or apply now. So those are the kind of call to action that e-commerce brands or businesses do. But for online dating, is to ask for a date when you feel it's the right time. So when is the right time? Well, nobody really knows. Only you would know. So trust your gut and trust your heart if you know. If you make a mistake, well, it's time to increase the top of funnel again and then bring them down the online dating marketing funnel. Alright, so when you have the bottom of funnel and you can suggest to go somewhere, during the middle of funnel phase, you'll know what they kind of like or what they kind of like to eat, what to watch. And then when you have the bottom of funnel, you initiate the date, which is the call to action. And the sort of the promo code would be to suggest where she likes to eat or where she wants to go. That would be more enticing, as you know, like saying, oh, I heard you like to this cafe place or drink this coffee or like to eat some udon, that kind. Yep, so that would be the kind of the promo code to hook them to go on, you know, a date with you. And yep, that's it for the whole online dating marketing funnel. And that's how I could relate marketing to online dating and how you can use those to help increase your click-through and also your conversion rate of matches. Just a few tips of optimization. Creative, which I've spoken, have good lighting, good pictures of you, copywriting in your bio, leave mysterious, don't put yourself down if you think you're boring, you don't have anything boring, just keep something if you're interesting. And have a call to action, like hit me up if you're into cycling or into rock climbing, or those would help increase the chances of matching someone with similar interests. And lastly would be audience targeting. You know, sometimes you might get picky of you want certain age range or certain locations far from you, 1 km, but you know, if you increase it, you never know what the right one will be. Alright, so in summary, online dating and marketing strategies can be applied together as well. Top of funnel by downloading as much online dating apps, finish swiping all of the matches that you have that you have for free. Middle of funnel is where you start with a good hook, good creative, good bio, a good conversation starter, and getting to know the person even better to get them familiar with you. And lastly, the bottom of funnel is to have a call to action, initiate a date, and also a promo code, which is to suggest somewhere to go which they like. Alright, so that's it for marketing strategies and the online dating funnel. I hope you guys found something interesting and useful for this. As recently I realized, actually everywhere is have marketing elements and principles in it. Everybody wants to sell something and we all get bought into the idea. So even if like eating a bowl of noodles, adding all these additional meatballs, fish cakes will help increase the perceived value of the bowl and the price that you're paying, which makes you feel less pain when you're paying a bowl of noodles. Yep, so that might be my next topic on what I'm talking about, marketing and lifestyle. So yeah, that's it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of online dating and marketing. And yeah, if you found it useful, you can drop me a message at I recently changed my Instagram to @zachchia.com, which is really zachchia.com, all spelling out, D-O-T-C-O-M. Or you can drop me a message on Facebook itself. So yeah, thank you all for listening. Hope you guys stay safe, stay masked, stay sanitized, and see you. Bye.